Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 10. And today we are going to be talking about Space Misfits, an outer space MMORPG, which stands for Mass Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game, where you explore new worlds, battle it out for scarce resources, and build your fleet. And best of all, it is free to play, which I know is a huge crowd pleaser. So, let's get into a little bit of the history of this game. Space Misfits first launched its alpha in 2019, so it has been a bit of a long road for them already, and it's still in alpha actually, so we are really in the early days even though this project started in 2019. And actually, you still can't even buy this game's crypto token yet on any exchanges. So even though they're pretty early in the development and they're still not quite where they want to be with this game, the developers are very active on Twitter and have been releasing updates and giving away free NFTs for followers. So if you're interested, definitely follow their Twitter and you could possibly get some early game NFT prizes. Space Misfits has a pretty small team, which kind of explains why they've been in alpha for so long, but they've been pushing out a lot of updates, especially recently, and have some interesting things on the horizon. As far as the token you're going to be using, the main currency that you earn in-game is called Bits. This can be converted into SMC, which stands for Space Crowns. So SMC is an ERC-20 token, so that's what you're going to be kind of going for in the future. This game is native to the Ethereum blockchain, and it is powered by Engine technology. So you'll need an Engine wallet to store some of your NFTs and tokens for this game. Now Engine is a little bit smaller of a wallet, some of you may not have heard of it, but they are actually really kind of leading the space in blockchain games, and a lot more people are using their technology. So in the coming months and years, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this wallet, so it's even good just to download it right away and figure it out a bit. So let's get into how do we play this game and earn crypto, or in the future earn crypto. So first of all, like I said, you will need an Engine wallet, and you will need to connect it to your account. So you can actually download this on your phone, and it's really easy to connect. You can actually just scan a barcode and it will connect automatically. So in this game, you start off in a main space hangar, and there are four different areas in which you can explore. You can go to the space agent spot, the forge, the hangar, and the marketplace. So marketplace is pretty self-explanatory. It's where you buy and sell items. And eventually, I'm sure this is where you're going to be able to sell off your own items to other players, which is super important because right now you can only do that on OpenSea for this game. The forge is where you craft items, so you will mine things and eventually you will be able to craft certain weapons and attachments for your spaceship, and this is even where you can build your spaceship as well. There's also the hangar, which is where you drop items that you've mined. It's where you go to repair your ship and refuel your ship. And most importantly, the space agent location, which is where you actually launch into space. And this is where you select your ship that you want to go and explore with. So right off the bat, I said this was free to play, and currently you get a free ship just for joining. So this will probably not last very long once this game moves forward and once it starts gaining some ground, but as of right now, it's pretty nice to be able to take advantage of the free-to-play nature of pretty much everything in this game. Once they move past this free-to-play nature, if they do, you will need to build a ship, and you'll have to go to the forge, and you can buy blueprints. Now, who knows how much this is going to cost in the future? But currently, if you mine and if you grab bits, you can do it pretty quickly, get some of the better ships, which I highly suggest because I went out with my free ship and I got destroyed pretty quickly by some of the computer characters. Now, as far as how do you earn in this game, there's a few different ways, there's a few different roles you can take and different events that you can do in order to earn bits and in order to get different materials. So each role lets you earn bits in a little bit different way and helps you buy in-game assets, NFTs, and eventually convert them to crypto. So the three main roles, if you will, are miners, builders, and NPC hunters. So right now, miners and NPC hunters are the two main ways that you can do things in this game. Miners is pretty self-explanatory. You can mine asteroids, and there are two different things that you can mine. They are called Pyroxium and Trantum. So interesting names. And then these are the two items right now that help you build other ships. And I'm guessing eventually they're going to add a lot more to this list. And then NPC hunters, also pretty self-explanatory. You pretty much go out into the world and you just hunt down different computer characters. Some are easier than others to kill. And every time you kill one, you will earn bits. So for some of the ones that I've killed, I've earned over 1,000 bits, and some of them less than 200. So it's a little bit hit or miss. But once again, that doesn't really mean a lot because we don't know really how much a bit is going to convert into SMC. And more importantly, how much SMC is even going to be worth. So a lot of unknowns, and we really don't know what the amount of money we're going to be able to make on an hourly basis is with this game. As far as builders, there's not really a whole lot we know about this. It just really said, you know, build in-game assets. So does that mean just building onto your spaceship or owning land eventually, as a lot of these games have been going towards? So that's really an unknown currently. Now, one of the newer things that they've added to this game is called Alien Incursions, and this is a really interesting mode. It's kind of the main gameplay mechanic right now, and it's pretty much a raid, which you can do solo or with others. So if you go on their Discord, there's actually a lot of people that want to team up and try this out, because obviously it's a lot easier to do raids with more people. So in order to go into an Alien Incursion, first you need to find an access card off of a fallen enemy. Now, this can be pretty difficult. It takes a while. Not every enemy drops them, and it's pretty sporadic. There's another way, though, to get an access card. If you go on OpenSea, you can buy one, or if you go on their website, you can buy an access card for a few dollars, and it will allow you unlimited access. This may be a better way to go, as like I said, it's pretty hard to get access card off of enemies, and those are only a one-time use, whereas this, you can keep going and going and going. So an Alien Incursion, like I said, it's a raid, but it's kind of like a dungeon crawler. So you go through gates, you complete tests for surviving for a certain amount of time, or mining an area, or defeating certain enemies, and then after you do that, you have the option to go to the next gate, which is kind of like a maze. There's multiple gates going different ways, so you can get lost, but a lot of people just sort of map out their progress, and then there's certain spots that have hidden loot, or if you defeat stronger enemies, you get better loot. But the big catch here is that if you decide to go home, you can get your gear, but you may miss out on better loot. However, if you die, you will lose all your loot in the entire area, everything that you've gained during this raid. So it's kind of a bit of a gamble whether or not you want to go to the harder level, or if you want to just collect your loot and move on. Next, they also say there's going to be a PvP arena, which kind of makes sense considering this is a space battle. So it's an up to 5v5 area, but not a lot is known once again, since we're still in alpha, about how much money you can win. There's probably going to be tournaments and other ways to earn. Now, as far as my experience with this game, I got my one free ship as soon as I signed up, and I got one unit of gas. So my ship is called No Hugs, which is kind of a fun name, and it is classified as a fighter. So, like I said earlier, I started off dying a ton, like 7 times in a row. I would go to mine an area, and then a ship would come along, and unless you're really familiar with sort of the mechanics and how to shoot, because laser beams are better for short distance, whereas projectiles work further away, you can die really quickly, which I have a lot of experience with. So once I did start getting the hang of things and start killing some ships, I noticed that most of the ships I got were between about 150 bits and 1,000 bits. I only had one access card drop the entire time, and I played for quite a bit, a few hours, so that was a little hard. So like I said, if you want to take place in the raids, you may have to shell out some cash. Lastly, as far as money, we really don't know how much this game is going to be able to make. I did look on OpenSea, and some of the skins and ships that were for sale were going for about $100. Ships were going for about $300 to $600, with some going for more, but obviously those weren't selling. So there's quite a few items on there, but not a whole lot of actual sales. So who knows what these things are actually worth, because there's currently not a lot of buyers out there, but it could be a really good time to get into. All right, my final verdict. Right away, with the amount of updates the team is putting out and the fact that this game still feels pretty far away from what they want their final product to be, it seems a bit unfair to put forth a final verdict on them. The gameplay is great, especially for an alpha, and the mechanics really make sense. The way you can switch weapons, the way you're mining, the way you can find out that enemies are around you, it all really works well. You still can't earn crypto quite well, so we will have to see how much you can make once this bit gets added, and once SMC gets added to an exchange. I also think this team will definitely be on the right track with how drops work. Purchasing blueprints for ships and tricking out your ship with awesome gear is pretty sweet. It seems like this game is going to be around for quite a while, and it seems very similar to how Agala Games' future project, Echoes of Empire, is going to be. But from what I've seen, and the way Gala has talked about Echoes of Empires in their AMA sessions, it seems like this game is going to be a lot closer to, not necessarily a AAA game, but definitely a higher production value. So it seems like it's going to be much grander in scope than Space Misfits, but right now Space Misfits is out, and Echoes of Empires, it could be years before we see it. So I would definitely recommend checking out Space Misfits, and it's a fun game. It's a lot better than some of the clicker games that we talk about, and currently, with it being free to play, there's no reason not to check it out and start earning some bits and sort of see where this goes. Who knows how soon it's going to be before SMC gets out on the market, but that's sort of a risk we take with blockchain games sort of in general. But I would definitely say, you know, you can check it out, but don't expect to make any money, especially not in the near-term future. All right, that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!